Can we learn from the dragonfly? Find out next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Evolutionary naturalism paints the picture of life as if there were a haphazard series of accidents that just barely resulted in a range of living things that just managed to survive. This picture destroys our sense of wonder over the sophisticated engineering designs in nature. Consider flight, for example. Some evolutionists suggest that perhaps birds are descended from lizards that fell out of trees. Other evolutionists say that birds came from lizards who grew wings, not for flight, but to chase down and catch insects. Yet they have little to say about the fact that man has come by most of his sophisticated knowledge about flight from studying birds. Then there is the problem, for the evolutionist, of how flight accidentally evolved so many times for so many creatures. Scientists studying the dragonfly are learning even more secrets of flight. Our best high-performance aircraft can barely lift themselves off the ground. However, the dragonfly can lift 15 times his own weight into the air. Scientists have discovered that this is because the dragonfly's wings are designed to create little whirlwinds over their top surfaces. The engineering excellence found in nature and from which we have learned so much, even in this day of interplanetary probes, is not a witness to a mindless process of evolution, but to a wise and mindful creator.
For a free copy of our Creation Resource Catalog, visit our website at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.